Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. What an incredible Masters Sunday we had yesterday at Augusta. Rory finally captures the Grand Slam. We gave out last week on the show all the trends that have fit the last seven Masters champions. Rory was one of the five guys that fit all of those trends, and he finally wins the Masters. We'll look ahead to the PGA Championship coming up here in a little bit. We'll also talk about today's Major League Baseball slate. We got 10 games on the diamond today, and then we're about 10 days away from the NFL draft. So we will continue talking about a bunch of these teams, what I think each team will do with their first pick in the NFL draft. Jake Kasan going to join us later in the show, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, send them in to us at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X as well. Our guy Johnny V getting ready to join us to talk some college baseball. So anything college baseball, let us know. Anything NFL, golf related, NBA playoffs are getting ready to start. Send in your questions. We'll get to them over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Monday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line. Check in with our guy, Johnny Venezia. You can follow on X at @JohnnyVTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Been a while since we've had Johnny on. Glad to have him back. Talks college baseball. I got a month to go about in the regular season, and a lot has changed since we have last talked, Johnny, including the Texas Longhorns, who you mentioned when we had spoken a while ago. They were kind of a team that you thought could be a potential sleeper in the SEC. Well, there's no more sleeping on Texas right now. They're the number one team in the top 25 poll, according to Baseball America. However, they still have the sixth shortest odds, Johnny, to win the national title at 15-1. So what do you make of Texas, their odds being 15-1? Do you think that's appropriate for right now the number one team in the country, according to the Baseball America poll?
Paige, I missed you, brother. I'm happy that we're able to get back to doing this. But Texas, man, preseason Omaha 18 for me. I felt like they were going to be a very dangerous threat. People thought they might be a year or two away. 2 years, they're going to be a real, real big threat to win it all. But for this year, man, like 15-1, I think is more than fair. I would probably put them at 10-1. It's not just because they're ranked number one. Like, I've been following the Horns every weekend for the entire season. I bet them every single weekend. And it's simple, man. Like, their talent is through the roof. They are littered in the lineup 1 through 9. Their pitching from front to back is just off the charts. And that's missing one of my preseason Golden Spikes cornerstones in Max Ballou. This is a kid that's going to be a first-rounder this year, and he's got a fractured thumb. He's missed the last few weeks, and it has not mattered. And he's going to be coming back in time for the postseason, and they're still winning and winning big series. They swept Georgia, and it all comes down to this, man. Their pitching has done a complete 180 from last year, because not only did Jim Schlossnagel go from A&M to Texas, but he brought his superstar pitching coach, Max Wiener, with him. This guy is the best pitching coach in college baseball, and it just shows how Texas, who has the third best ERA in the country, led by Jared Spencer, the Indiana State transfer on Friday, Luke Harrison on Saturday, Ruger Riojas, who has become a big Sunday star for them, and they have a freshman by the name of Dylan Volantis. Remember that name, because this kid might be a first rounder in a couple of years. He is legit. He could come out of the pen and throw four innings or close it out. Texas should be 10-1. They are a team that is going to be a real threat, especially when they have a coach that has the kind of pedigree that he does, and he knows how to what it takes to win. So I really like the Horns, man. They're going to be a dangerous team the rest of the way.
So they're 15-1 at BetMGM, Johnny, to win the whole thing. Right now, the two favorites are two usual suspects, Tennessee and LSU. The Vols are the favorite at plus 400, LSU at 5-1. We talked about these teams a bunch. You expected both of these teams to be really good. They are really good. But at this point in the season, you like Tennessee or you like LSU better at this point?
Ultimately, it's hard to say right now because they just got swept at Auburn. That's a really bad loss for them, even though Auburn has played a lot better this year. I like LSU long term. I think Tennessee's got a higher floor, but LSU, man, their ceiling, and take it with a grain of salt because Tennessee is an unreal team too, but it's just so hard to go back to back. LSU, in my opinion, has not played their best baseball at all this year. And they've looked really good overall. I mean, granted, this last weekend wasn't good for them, but this team hasn't even come close to hitting their potential. And I think it's only going to materialize as the season goes on. And I think LSU is going to respond with aggression after what happened this weekend. And, you know, LSU, the fact because they lost, now what happens is public perception is, oh, like, you know, they're not that good. They don't have what it takes to make a deep run. I don't think that's the case at all. I feel like the amount of talent they have in both the lineup and on the mound, it's going to be something that carries them into making a deep run in June. And truth be told, man, like, this team has a lot of superstars. And, you know, they're not even close to scratching the surface. And I think once they do, we're really going to see it.
Yeah, they were plus 750. Now they are plus 500 on the LSU Tigers. Johnny, of the teams towards the top of the odds board to win the national championship, they're about 10-12 right now that have odds of 21-5 or fewer. Who's a team that you're not a believer in right now? A team that you maybe think's a little overrated that you wouldn't bet at their current price?
Yeah, 25-1 or less. There's a couple teams, but I would probably say, you know, I'll give you a couple. Alabama 20-1, Vanderbilt 20-1. I'm not buying. I think both of those teams have talent and they can win a regional, but I just don't know if they have enough juice, you know, on the roster in order to make that deep run. And I'll say probably let's add in Florida State there. I think FSU's pitching is really good behind Jamie Arnold, who I have as the best pitcher in the country, a kid who very well could be the number one overall pick going to Washington this July. And Joey Vellini's been good. Wes Mendez, I mean, Cam Leiter, if he ever comes back, who's also a first rounder. But I just think FSU, man, they're a little bit too hit or miss for my taste. And, you know, you lose the series to Wake Forest last week. You respond by going to Virginia Tech and sweeping them. But I just feel like for Florida State, their opportunity was last year. Their team last year was disgusting. Cam Smith, James Tibbs, Jaime Ferrer, Marco Dingus, and, you know, listen, FSU is going to be a team that might be able to make Omaha again, but I just don't know if they have enough depth in both the lineup and the bullpen in order to make this happen. Because if you remember last year, the bullpen is what did them in, and I think it's nothing's really improved from last year to this year in that regard.
We're talking with our guy Johnny Venezia here on Send It In, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, got to talk to you about Texas A&M. When we were previewing the season to start the year, it was A&M and it was Tennessee. And A&M had a ton of firepower coming back. They did lose their manager, but still had a ton of talent. This team right now is 40-1 to win the national championship. They got off to a really slow start, but they're starting to play a little bit better. Are you buying in on the Aggies? Like, what you've seen recently, do you still think this team has enough to potentially win a national championship?
Dude, I got to tell you, they've made me rip my hair out of my head so many times this year. But I got to be honest, man, I've been following A&M very, very close, and I love what I've seen from them. I mean, I thought after they got no hit a couple weeks ago at Tennessee on that Friday night, I'm like, oh, that's it. They're done. because I'm trying to maintain a level of positivity. But the truth is now, they're sitting at 6 wins. Typically, 13 wins in the SEC will get you into the postseason, and that's all we need. Their pitching rotation with Prager, Lampkin, Patton is going to be one of the best trios that gets into the field of 64 should they make it. Their lineup was the big problem, but the truth is, and I've talked about this on my podcast, they were missing one of their big bats, Caden Sorrell. As soon as Caden Sorrell comes back, it's instant offense. Their lineup, they scored 40 runs this week, and that's what we've been waiting for. The one issue is probably their bullpen, but we've seen it so many times where teams in the past have terrible bullpens, and all of a sudden they put like one good month together in the month of June, and it's enough to carry them to Omaha and beyond. And I think here's the thing to note. A&M, they need about 7 more wins to get to 13, and they should be in. But we've seen teams who have been terrible in the first half turn it on in the second half. Ole Miss 2022, PJ, barely made the tournament. They go on a win. 2023, Tennessee barely made it to the tournament. They got in and made it to Omaha. Florida last year barely made it and was a Final Four team. TCU in 2023 barely made it, and they went in to be a Final Four team in Omaha. So we've seen this all the time, and it's all about just getting in the tournament. And if you get the draw, and A&M can draw with anybody with the pitching they have, and when their hitting's going like that, the Aggies are going to be a threat, man. I would not sleep on them. Now is the time to buy because they're coming.
Johnny, in about 30 seconds or so, give us a team that you think is worth a long shot bet. Team kind of down the board that you're really high on, about 30 seconds.
I'll tell you who's interesting to me is Western Kentucky. The Hilltoppers are really good. They're leading the country right now with the best ERA. They can pitch. They have 3 legitimate weekend rotation guys. They have a stud in Ryan Wideman, who's got 28 stolen bases this year, batting .460. Western Kentucky is going to be a team that can definitely make a lot of noise if they get a good regional draw.
And then, Johnny, real quick, Golden Spikes update. I know you're constantly monitoring this award. What have been your thoughts on Golden Spikes so far?
Nobody's really taking command at this point, but I think at this point, at plus 650, Gavin Killen for Tennessee, he finally returned after missing 3 weekends, batting .425, 11 home runs. He's definitely a big play. Jared Jones at 8.5 to 1 is somebody I would also be taking a stab on. And if you want somebody down the board, I would say Mason Neville from Oregon. He's got 16 homers leading the country, batting .320. In a Big Ten, he could do a lot of damage. At 45-1, that's a big number for somebody that's going to put up maybe 30-plus home runs this year.
Love it. Johnny Venezia, give him a follow on X at @JohnnyVTV. Make sure you check out his podcast, Breaking Bet. Always great talking college baseball with our guy, Johnny VTV. Johnny, good catching up with you, bud. We'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. Thanks, man.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. I mean, yesterday at the Masters was spectacular, right? Masters Sunday, one of the best days on the sports calendar, and yesterday was as good as it gets. The drama, the twists and turns, Rory finally winning, capturing history, getting the Grand Slam, and now we turn the page to the PGA Championship. And now that Rory has won the Masters, he is co-favorite with Scottie Scheffler to win the PGA Championship at plus 500. The PGA is going to be at Quail Hollow Country Club, which is in Charlotte, North Carolina, and that might be Rory's best course. He's won there 4 times. They pretty much play there every single year on the PGA Tour for the Wells Fargo Championship, so this is going to be like a Torrey Pines-type major, the Pebble Beach-type major, where these guys play this course every year, but obviously with it being a major championship, they're going to make it a lot more difficult. Rory finished 22nd when they played here back in 2017, but look, we talked about it all week last week for the Masters, right? Didn't want to bet Rory at plus 650. Loved him top 10. Didn't want to bet him at plus 650. He was 12-1 after he shot an even par in the first round. And that was the number to get Rory at 12-1. Didn't want him at plus 650, but you double those odds. The way that he had played, a couple of bad breaks with the double bogeys, and then he obviously shoots that 6-under on Friday, goes on to win the tournament. But now, I think Rory is super dangerous, and I think I'd come back and bet him at plus 500. Rory winning the Masters is obviously incredible for the history of golf and him capturing the career Grand Slam, but what that does for the rest of Rory's season and what that does for the rest of his career, I don't think can be understated. it reminds me a lot of Xander Schauffele, what he did last year, right? Xander's been this incredible golfer. Obviously, he doesn't have the resume that Rory does, but Xander's an incredible talent, but he hadn't been able to seal the deal at a major, right? He hadn't been able to close the door. He hadn't been able to finish strong. He finally won the PGA. He finally got that monkey off his back. And then what did Xander do? A couple months later, he turned around and won the Open Championship. Even though Rory had won four majors before yesterday, he had to remember, he had to feel what it was like to win a major again. So many times we have seen him recently choke or collapse down the stretch and not be able to seal the deal. And we thought yesterday for a while there, it was looking like that was going to happen again. But for Rory to finally win the Masters, win the Grand Slam, get that monkey off his back, I think it's kind of scary for the rest of the PGA Tour, for the LIV, all the guys that are going to be playing in these majors, because now Rory's got no pressure on him. He's won all the majors, and he finally has won at the Masters. And with the way that the rest of the majors line up this season, with him playing at Quail Hollow, which is probably his best course, the U.S. Open's at Oakmont, which is maybe the most difficult course in the country, and the best players are probably going to separate themselves. And then the Open Championship is at Portrush this year, which is in his home country in Northern Ireland. So could be a massive year for Rory. And I know we're all caught up in how great the Masters was and how historic that victory was yesterday, but I'm looking at these majors upcoming and the potential for what Rory could do this season. And it starts at Quail Hollow with him being plus 500 to win the PGA Championship. And I think you got to have a piece of that with Rory at the PGA. I also think you have to bet Bryson at 14-1 to win the PGA as well. Bryson is the new Brooks Koepka in golf. And what that means is that whenever there's a major championship, Bryson DeChambeau is your free space. You got to bet him. Top 10, top 5, you got to bet him to win. He has proven more than enough now here over the last 12 months, 14 months, that when the majors roll around, Bryson is going to be in contention. We obviously saw him win the U.S. Open. He lost to Xander by a shot at the PGA Championship. He was in the final group yesterday at the Masters. He's the new Brooks Koepka. Bryson is going to be contention at all these majors. Maybe not the Open Championship, just because of Lynx golf, his style of play, obviously how far he bombs it off the tee, playing in the wind and the conditions. Maybe not quite the Open, but certainly the Masters, the PGA, and the U.S. Open. I think Bryson is a must bet in all of those tournaments. Ludwig, I mean, if you watch the guy play, one of the smoothest swings in golf, just a cool operator out there. He's going to win a major in the near future, and it might be in the next major, the PGA Championship. So I think Ludwig at 14-1 is a good look. Colin Morikawa at 20-1. How about Colin was 14-1 to win the Masters, and now he's 20-1? I know Colin really wasn't in contention to win the tournament, but the guy's played in 6 events this year, and he hasn't finished worse than 17th. You know, he didn't play terrible. He just really wasn't in contention to win the tournament. Quail Hollow is a ball striker's golf course. You got to hit it long, and you got to hit it straight. Sounds like Colin Morikawa to me. So 20-1, I think Colin's a good look. And then 4 longer shots that I would look at, Corey Connors at 50-1. We loved Corey Connors this past week. Top Canadian, top 20 finish. Man, is he a good ball striker. He is so accurate, and that's what you need when you're playing at Quail Hollow. I think Corey Connors coming right back with him at 50-1 is a really good look. Some kind of long shot wild card guys that I would look at, Will Zalatoris and Wyndham Clark at 50-1. If they have the right week and everything comes together, the way that those guys' games line up with that course, I think they could do some damage. So Willie Z, Wyndham Clark, 2 guys that I'm monitoring at 50-1. And then how about Max Homa at 66-1? I'd keep an eye on Max. He was a T8 here last season. He's won the Wells Fargo Championship in the past. And he reminds me a lot of Morikawa from last season, where Colin, if you remember, was terrible at the early part of last year. Went to the Masters, played really well, and that kind of springboarded him the rest of the year. Kind of feels like Homa to me, who's been awful this entire season, goes to Augusta, plays great, and now that might be kind of the turning point that Homa needs in his season. He's got good track record here. 66-1 is a pretty good price. But again, Rory DeChambeau, those are probably the leaders that I would look at. And then some longer shots, Corey Connors, Max Homa, Willie Z, Wyndham Clark, some guys that I like as well. All right, let's talk some baseball here on Send It In. Little big league, Paige. We got the Nationals at the Pirates tonight. Paul Skeens on the mound for Pittsburgh, and they are a minus 220 favorite. Look, I get Paul Skeens is absurd, but in no world should the Pirates be a minus 220 favorite against anybody. Paul Skeens might shut out the Nationals tonight through seven innings, no question, but the Nationals might also shut out that Pirates lineup through seven as well. So I think Nats on the run line tonight, +1.5 at minus 120. That's the way I would attack that game against Paul Skeens. Got the Giants taking on the Phillies tonight. The Phillies are minus 120 against the Giants. This is a stinky spread. You got Taijuan Walker on the mound going up against Leighton Rupp. Taijuan Walker's been awesome this season. Hasn't given up an earned run in two starts, yet the Phillies are only minus 120 at home. I like the Giants tonight. Red Sox and Rays, Shane Baz on the mound for Tampa, has been very good so far this season. He's been good in a couple of starts against the Red Sox in his career. I like Tampa minus 130 on the money line. Give me the over 9 in Yankees-Royals tonight. Seth Lugo against Carlos Carrasco, two pitchers that I am very much looking to fade. Good weather out in New York today, so I like over 9 in Yankees and Royals. Braves taking on the Blue Jays today in Toronto. Grant Holmes going up against Easton Lucas. I like Atlanta tonight, minus 120. They've only won one road game this season, yet here they are favored against the pitcher for Toronto and Lucas, who has not given up a run yet in two starts so far this season. I expect some regression from him. I expect the Braves to finally win some road games here too. So I like Atlanta at minus 120. Skubal on the mound today for the Tigers against the Brewers. I'm going to pass on that game. This is the stinkiest spread on the card today. That is the Mets and the Twins. Joe Ryan and Clay Holmes. The Twins are a favorite today against the Mets. The 5-11 Twins are favorites against the 10-4 Mets. I feel like we've done so many of these segments in Big League Peach where Clay Holmes has been the starting pitcher and the Mets have been an absurd favorite, and now he's an underdog to the Twins. I like Minnesota today. Astros and Cardinals, both teams have their aces on the mound. Framber Valdez against Sonny Gray. I'm going to pass on that one. Cubs and Padres out in San Diego tonight. It's a tricky game. Cubs are coming off a great series win at the Dodgers, playing in Sunday Night Baseball. Probably a good fade tonight, but the Padres are undefeated at home. You would expect them to lose a game here at some point. And the Cubs are just rolling. Cease is on the mound tonight for San Diego. They're minus 165. I think this is a game you wait to bet live in-game. Maybe the Cubs get off to a good start, and you could look to bet San Diego live. And then the Rockies playing the Dodgers tonight. Antonio Senzella against Dustin May. Dodgers are minus 375 on the money line, so I will pass on that Dodgers and Rockies game tonight out in L.A. All right, let's talk some NFL draft here on Send It In. Been doing this the last couple days again, counting down the days until the draft. It's coming up not this Thursday, but next Thursday, so it'll be here before we know it. We've kind of been looking at five teams every day. We got these markets out on BetMGM. Each team, who's going to be the first position that they draft with their first pick in the upcoming NFL draft. And we'll look at the the Los Angeles Chargers to start today. They are the favorite to grab a defensive lineman and edge rusher at plus 135. However, I'm looking at the tight end position and the wide receiver position. Tight end's plus 350, wide receiver is plus 750. Seen a lot of mock drafts right now that have the Michigan tight end Colston Loveland going to the Chargers potentially, or kind of going in that neighborhood. Tyler Warren's probably going to be about a top 10, top 15 pick, but Colston Loveland is going to be like in the low to mid 20s. And obviously Jim Harbaugh, used to be Colston Loveland's coach at Michigan, would be the perfect fit for that offense. So I think if Loveland's on the board, makes a ton of sense. Tight end plus 350 for the Chargers. Also, the wide receiver position is at plus 750. A lot of us thought that maybe the Chargers would get a receiver last year at number 5, but in year one of Harbaugh, it just made sense that he wanted to go with an O-lineman to build up his team and build up his O-line. He did that with Joe Alt. Now it's time to get Herbert some weapons. So whether that's Loveland at tight end, whether that's one of the receivers, I think good value on both those. I like tight end plus 350 or wide receiver at plus 750 for the Chargers. Then you got the Las Vegas Raiders, who are minus 145 to grab a running back with the number 6 overall pick. A lot of chatter that the Raiders certainly could go get Ashton Jeanty, the running back out of Boise. Although I've seen some mocks now that have Jeanty potentially going to the Jags at number 5. The Raiders are a wild card this year because we know the old Raiders regime. If Genty was available, he absolutely would be the play at six. But now with Pete Carroll's the head coach, Geno's there as the quarterback, Spytek comes over from Tampa as the new general manager. Kind of don't know what Tampa's going to do, what Las Vegas is going to do with their first pick. I think that makes it interesting and a good market to bet into. I kind of like the O-line at plus 850, and I like the defensive line at 10-1. There's a chance that Mason Graham potentially, just the way that the first five picks shake out, that Mason Graham just falls in the lap of the Raiders at pick six. If that happens, I think they go with him. That's pretty good value at 10-1. Or maybe they go after one of the offensive linemen. Maybe they get Will Campbell. Maybe they get Membu from Missouri as well. There's some options there with the Raiders at number six if they don't get Genty, which I don't think they will. I think this Raider front office is going to do things that we normally don't see the Raiders front office do. So, I like that value. O-line plus 850 or D-line for the Raiders at 10-1. The Colts right now, they are the favorite to land a tight end at minus 110. It looks like Tyler Warren is probably on his way to Indianapolis if he is still available at pick 13. The Bears certainly could scoop him at pick number 10 potentially. But I think that this is one where I would take a long shot. If you're looking to bet into the market of what position the Colts are going to draft first, kind of like the idea of them getting a wide receiver at 35-1. Obviously, you need to help improve Anthony Richardson. You need to help him continue to grow. What better way to do that than get yourself a speedster, a playmaker, a guy like Matthew Golden, I think makes a lot of sense for the Colts. So at 35-1, I think that could be worth a little bit of a sprinkle. The Green Bay Packers right now, they are the favorite to get a defensive lineman at plus 115, also a cornerback at plus 190, and that's where I would look. The uncertainty right now around Jair Alexander, whether or not he's going to be back, I would look at plus 190 for the Green Bay Packers. And then the Minnesota Vikings right now, for them to get an offensive lineman is plus 325. You got J.J. McCarthy working him back from a serious leg injury. Build up that O-line. Kelvin Banks from Texas could be available for the Minnesota Vikings. Obviously, with O'Connell being an offensive-minded guy, wanting to protect the young quarterback, I know they lost pieces on the defense this offseason, but I think Minnesota tries to bulk up that O-line. Kelvin Banks, I think, is a good option. Plus 325 for the Vikings to get an O-lineman, I think, makes a lot of sense. All right, let's go to the Glasser guest line, check in with our guy, Jake Kassan, host of Bet Slips and Bat Flips, coming up right here, 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on the BetMGM Network. Jake, great to see you. I'm sure everybody in your city is buzzing around the way the Chicago Cubs are playing right now.
Yeah, it's a good time to be a Cubs fan right now. Everybody is feeling good about this team, despite the Justin Steele news, which we'll talk about on Bet Slips and Bat Flips. But the team that was favored for the NL Central is living up to the hype so far. It's April 14th. We'll see how the rest of the, you know, next 6 months goes. But for now, yeah, it's a good feeling.
Looking good so far. Jake, there was a line that stood out to me today going through the card, and that would be the Twins and Mets and the fact that Minnesota is favored today against New York. Now, you know, I love me a good stinky line, so I will be on the Minnesota Twins today. But what'd you make of this line?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Joe Ryan effect. He's been pitching really, really well so far, and I don't have a bet in that game. I will be watching because Joe Ryan, if he continues to build on this Cy Young caliber start that he's had, this would be his fourth start, and there's 80-1s out there on him. So I'll be locked into that game. Everybody knows I'm a big Joe Ryan guy. I hate the Twins, but I'm a big Joe Ryan guy. And yeah, I mean, PJ, this is just the Joe Ryan effect versus Clay Holmes, who we know has been super volatile to start the year.
100%. All right, Jake, tell us what you got coming up on the show later today, or in about 3 minutes.
We're going to go through the rest of the card, a lot of lines that I do like today, and we have a huge weekend of college baseball to break down. I know you had our guy Johnny V on today, PJ, to break down the new rankings and everything, but another switch at number one and a new switch in the rankings and in the odds, so we'll break that down today.
There you go. MLB, college baseball, our guy Jake Kassan. Check it out. Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Jake, have a great show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, pal. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. A little PJ's Plays. Going streaking has been on fire for us here on Send It In. 9 in a row. I think that's our highest ever, Sean. We're trying to go to double digits for the first time. I think Alex Bregman is going to be our guy to get us there. 5-for-7 in his career against Shane Baz. Bregman is our pick today in going streaking. prop lock. Let's go with Bryson DeChambeau to win the PGA Championship at 14-1. Telling you guys, Bryson is the new Brooks Koepka in these majors. He shows up and he's just going to be in contention. That's just what he's going to do. I think he's got a great shot of winning at Quail Hollow. So I like Bryson at 14-1. Dog of the day is going to be the Giants at even money against the Phillies. Little bit of a stinky line, right? You got Taiwan Walker on the mound for the Phillies, who's been really good so far in his first couple starts. And the Giants have been one of the pleasant surprises in baseball. They went to New York, played really well against the Yankees. I think they're going to be good against, they're playing well against the Phillies today. I like the Giants at plus 100. And then my best bet, again, is going to be the Twins on the money line today against the Mets. You have a 5-11 team, favorite against a 10-4 team. As Jake was talking about, Joe Ryan's been really good. I expect him to pitch really well today. I think the Twins are going to get after Clay Holmes a little bit. So give me the Minnesota Twins at minus 115 against the Mets. Once again, Bregman's our pick today in going streaking. DeChambeau is going to be our prop lock to win the PGA Championship. Giants plus 100 against the Phillies is our dog of the day, and the Minnesota Twins minus 115 against the Mets are going to be our best bet. Thanks again to Johnny V for joining us today on the show. Make sure you guys stick around for Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.